trying to understand the Tosfos in the Daled Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing different potential children and descendants that could prevent a woman from eating truma. She's a bas kohen, so when her Yisrael husband dies, she should have theoretically gone back to the father's house to continue eating truma. But the Torah says v'zera einla. So she has a child, so that child or grandchild or somebody, some descendant from progeny, is going to prevent her from eating truma. So Gemara says there are two different halachas. One is that zera zara disqualifies her, and one is that even zera posel disqualifies her. So the Gemara goes to the cheshbon, which one you need a posel, which one you don't need a posel. At the end of the day, both are the dinim of truma, both are the dinim of truma in the Torah, that either zera zara or zera posel can disqualify her. So Taishas made an observation about this din of zera posel posting her. It means we need a posel. Zera is supposed to be the end, the extra yud in the word end, teaches us this din that a single zera posel disqualifies her. So Taisus threw the hands up and said, what do you need a posel for? He said, hey, Tom, the Gennari can figure that out. If she has a zera posel, that means, oh, she has a mamzer. How in the world did she get a mamzer? It must have been. She was nivela to someone who was in a sakaris to her. If she was nivela to someone who was in a sakaris, that's what creates mamzerus. As machlik is a tenoim. One Tana says that even Chayvi Lava makes mamzerus. One Tana says only Chayvi Mrs. Bezer makes mamzerus. And we pass like the middle Tana. Chayvi Krisus makes mamzerus. So any woman who is nivlo to chayv krisos by definition is psula to eat truma because of a different halacha, because that's the sugi of nivlo to posel lo psala. It's a whole mishnah, a whole sugi in Masechet Yevamos that knowledge of psukim. So she's psula to eat truma anyway. So what are we draining our cup and pupiling about? Is her child, is the little baby mom's disqualifying from eating truma? She can't eat anyway because she's psula. I'll nivlo to posel lo psala. So Taisus was so bothered with this kasha. You had to add a generation. You had to make Nimrod with a Zevel, with a Mamzer, with a whole Chagaj over here, because they had to construct a case of Zera Apostle, not Zera Apostle Mamzer, not Ben Apostle, but Zera Zara. It's a case of a grandchild who's a Mamzer. He's going to prevent her from eating Truma, even though she didn't do anything wrong. She's Ksheru Lakuna. She's Ksheru to Truma Mitam Atzma. She's only Tzula, else the grandchild who's a Satara, her grandchild who's the Mamzer. That's how Taisus created the whole scenario. So what was prompted Taisus to make this Okimda in the Gemara, to revamp the wording of the Gemara, was because they were looking at this Gemara Masechet Yevamos, Nivlo Apostle Psala, and they said, there's no way out. Nivlo Apostle from Truma. The Charitai is right. There's no way out. Yesterday we talked about the modern technology way out, maybe, but we're not going to go down that route. Now, we want to go back to the days of the Gemara. So back to the days of Taisus, where every time you have a Mamzer, by definition, that means you're a Nivlo Apostle Psala. So we have to focus on this din for a moment to really appreciate it, to see what was really driving Tosfos, whether Tosfos was really right in the direction they were driven. This din of Nivlo Apostle Psala, you have to understand a little bit more about. So this is a Ferish Sugya. I hope everyone saw the Maimon Krom. It's a Ferish Sugya in Masechet Yevamos, where the Gemara derives this din from what word? What's the magic word? Two magic words? Vasko and Kisiel Ish Zar. So if she's married, or not necessarily married, but she's nivela to an ish czar, so he b'shubas a kadoshim l'seichel. So she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. So some of you may be wondering, okay, this is not l'maisa, this is not relevant for us anymore. No one's eating truma anyway today. So the Gemara is quick to dispel that mistaken notion, because the Gemara says that if she can't eat truma, what else can she do? She can't marry a kohen either. It doesn't say anything in the pasuk about marrying a kohen. It doesn't say anything in the pasuk about marrying a kohen. It says she can't eat truma. So you want to tell me that Lir Zar, so the Teshuva Pex explained, that means Nivela Laposu? I mean, again, just the Teshuva Ksav itself, I wouldn't have said Izar means that. I would have said Izar means Yisrael. I mean, she marries a Yisrael, so Kol's man, she's married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. So Teshuva Pex, we have a Messiah, Ishbi Pisha, Meshra Venu, that this Posu Lir Zar has a deeper meaning to it. Lir Zar means Nivela Laposu. But that means it's possible with truma. It says with truma sekadoshim. Where does kahunt into the picture? Let's say she says, "Listen, I was nivel. I'm sorry. 5 years ago, I was nivel al apostle. I don't want to eat truma. I want to marry a kohen. I want to marry Mr. Cohen. I want to marry Jack Cohen. I'm not going to eat truma. Jack doesn't eat truma. Nobody eats truma. We don't live in Eretz Yisrael. We live in Bergenfield. So what's the problem? No one's eating truma. So the Gemara says, no, she cannot marry a kohen either. Why can't she marry a kohen? How do you know she can't marry a kohen? So the Gemara says, it's a kal v'chomer. Madach, a grusha. You have a girl who's a grusha. Is she allowed to eat truma? Just being a grusha itself, is that a posel for eating truma? How do you know? What does it say? It's a posel in Chumash. The posel says, "Vaske and kisi amana grusha v'zera ein lev shava beis v'yakin ura." There's nothing wrong with a grusha marrying her. There's no psul of a grusha marrying a. There's no psul of a grusha eating truma, but a grusha is psul of the kahuna. That's a false example. So you see that the standard for marrying into kahuna is a higher standard than the standard for eating truma. We could be mevatar on achilas truma, is not the end of the world. Well, let me eat truma. You're not so bad. What are you, grusha? So if you could still eat truma, but you can't marry a kohen, so kal v'chaymer, madach nivlo l'posula, who's psula, eat truma, as the pasuk says, as the Tosafot explains, so kal v'chaymer, that you're not allowed to marry a kohen also. The Gemara says that's mamash a din min haTorah. That's a din d'araisa. That's lintaf makav v'chaymer. That's Rabbi Shmuel Omer. You deal with mishnah. That's a din min haTorah. So a very complicated din. So this iser world called nivlo l'posula is a surah to marry a kohen. This din is like this din is true. Obviously even bisman hazeh. Sometimes a girl has to be careful. Certain girls cannot marry a kohen. Sometimes, even though she was never married, but if she was nivul or the apostle of soul at any time along the way, so that would be a problem. If she's not permitted to marry a kohen midaraisa, so that whole din of nivul or the apostle of soul all started out from truma with a combination of a kavachomer learned off of this halacha mashsi, this din of nivul or the apostle of soul and truma, which now creates a nisa deraisa to marry a kohen. So that's the din, nivul or the apostle of soul. So this din of, it doesn't mean that every girl who ever had relations with somebody is automatically psula kuna. If she was nivla to a kashula, even though it was out of marriage, that doesn't disqualify her. Only certain people's be a disqualifier. Happens to be, unfortunately, one of the disqualifies her is a who? Is a goy. So that means any girl who knows that she was taka once nivla to a goy, she's taka sura to marry a goy. That's taka real, that's a real din. That's a din that's like adayim as that. Again, so getting back to the story. So you have a nivlo l'posula psala, lizar. So comes the Gemara and says, who are some examples of nivlo l'posula psala? So who does the Gemara rattle off? Who's sort of Gemara Yivamas? Anyone's work? Anyone's still learning the Maram Kermes? Everyone's too busy doing tshuva, what's the name? No one's learning anymore. Too busy saying slichos. So what does the Gemara say, no? What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, an Amayni, even Amayni is Bailhar, Gaval, someone from Amman, Jordan, someone says, an Amayni is Bailhar. All of a sudden, she's a nivul apostle psala. Who else? Give me another one. Moavi, good guess. Okay, good. Give me a few more. What? Edoimi. Anasi. Can someone give me something? Someone that actually exists. Bisman hazeh. Amanze. Oh, good. Why not? Okay, good. So the Gemara rattles off a whole brisa. All the people who are boiled this girl. So now she's psula l'truma, and then by default kavachomer, she's a surah to kahuna and givaldi. And these are all considered to be nivul apostle psala. These are all akim of the pasuk of Yibaske ki siel izar. So frektik bar kasha, who remembers the Gemara's kasha? How do you know that this pasuk is talking about chayve lavim? These are not such serious surim. What's the big deal? You married nivul, a big deal. You violated a law in the Torah. It's like talking about shnar. Come on, not so terrible. Man. Okay, a little more serious. There's some tshuva. So Rabbi say, what's so terrible? So she was nivul to a mamzer, to a nosin, to a this, to a that. What's not so good, fella? Maybe the din of izar is referring to chayve krisus. She's nivul to her brother. She's nishzisha. She's insa. She's nivul to her father. Abishmei isurim and uvolim. She'll be yosef. Isur kores from Yom Kippur. Parshach remos. That was a real heavy duty stuff. What's a nivul of mamze? What's a nivul of amon? A boy between friends. That's not such a serious issue. So how do you know that the kavanah satoira of izar is referring davka to chayve lavim? Maybe it's referring only to chayve krisus. So Gemara says no, it can't be. It can't be referring only to chayve krisus. You know why? Because then the phrase that the Torah uses to describe this iser is not really meduktak. Why? Because what does the Torah say? Ubas kayen kiwa kisia. What is kisia? A lashon. It's lashon avay, like for holchva hoisli shachir. Sia lizar doesn't mean nivala. What does sia really mean? It's a lashon kedushin that she married in izar. Now, if you try to marry, your girl tries to marry her brother, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. A person tries to marry their father, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. A person tries to marry an Eish Zish, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. We know that already, right? We learned that. Yeshua is a room, don't we know that? But if a mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, so it's a big Aveira, but the Kiddushin Tovsin. Well, let's say, who's the other guy? Amoni. Amoni marries a Bas Yisrael, the Kiddushin Tovsin. Kiddushin Tovsin, Bechai Belahab. Those are sugyos in the end of the third prayer of Kiddushin. So comes the Gemara and says, this pasuk Tia Lizar, the key word Tia, cannot be referring to Chai V'Kris. It's got to be referring to people who are B'nai Kedushin. It's got to be referring to someone who has a Shaychas to marry you. That's what they're... So if you Nivela to a Hamayni, Mavi, etc., so then we can call you a Nivela Apostle of Salah. If you're Nivela to your brother, no, that's not. So comes the Gemara and jumps and says, Iyachi, if that's the case, what gevalga kula should come out. We could change the whole din bezman hazeh. What's the gevalga kasha yochi? If you're going to tell me that Ksiel Yazar doesn't apply unless there's a possibility of Kedushin, Nivla to whom? Nivla to Goy should be Muteres. Because Nivla to Goy, that's the one shot we have as Manazel. We very, very rarely have someone who's Nivla to a Mamzer, to a Daka, to an Amoinim, or whatever these shots will happen. But Nivla to a Goy, unfortunately, never happens today. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, Nivla Achav should be okay. Because if you take this possibility literally, that T has a Loshan possibility of Kedushin, the prototype of a built-in tefisas kedushin, the example par excellence of someone who cannot have kedushin, is a goy. So ihochi nivlot a goy should be kosher, and that's ridiculous. I mean, Mishnah is like that. We know that's not the din. So Gemara says, so make up your mind. What does tia mean? Does tia mean tefisas kedushin? That's amesecht. What does tia mean? Tefisas kedushin. So you're telling me that the pasuk's referring to lavim, not chayvei krisos. So then, obviously, you're picking up on the lashon tia to mean tefisas kedushin. Yochi nivul l'goy should be kshera. He says, you're right. Taka nivul l'goy should be kshera based on this pasuk. There's another pasuk in Chumash. It's not the only pasuk in Chumash that talks about this topic. What's the other pasuk? The very next pasuk. What does it say? It's got a Chumash there. Uvasko and kisiel yizar ibis uvasko shim lo suchel. Uvasko heim kisiel. Amana ugrusha vizera aimla vishava based in the kidra. Kedushin Dadam Ralph. What does that pasuk say? Ubaskoye kisiya almana ugrusha. Even though she was nivelosa, she's been living with this man for 20 years, and then she becomes an amana or a grusha, she could potentially go back to her father's home, provided she doesn't have a child. Okay, good, that's true. But the possibility of returning to eat back truba vishava base avia kidura vilecha via soichel, that possibility exists. Because the Torah depicted her as a wife of someone who she became an amana or a grusha from. So the Gemara is the following drasha. Tashma Pet tells us, since the Torah chose to illustrate a woman who has the ability to return back to her father's home, Itruma, because she was an amana or a grusha, we can be medayik from here, she entered into a relationship with someone who doesn't create amanas for gerushin. Amanas for gerushin doesn't speak to that type of relationship. So then such a person never goes back. Again, in a million, if I would have read these psukim, if I was in the Chedor Tanakh and I was just reading Pshut Lashon Mikra, Pashas, Emor, I wouldn't have walked there with any of these. I wouldn't have figured out. That's why you have to have Ishbi Vishnu Moshe Menes. You have to have Mesaira. I don't know Chumash properly. So comes the Tesh Mephat explains to us that this second pasuk is teaching me another din. That if a Bas Gan Kisi Amana Grusha, you want to be able to go back to be Echelas Milechem Aviyah, Zolzain, we'll let you go back. Yeah, we'll let you go back. Provided that the relationship, the union that you were in up until now, was an amanus v'gerushin type of a union. What's an example of a relationship that's not an amanus v'gerushin type of a union? Who's the perfect person, or the imperfect person, who doesn't create amanus v'gerushin with you? You can be with that potential tomorrow, there's not going to be a pashu amanus v'gerushin. Who's that? A goy. Why? Why is there no amanus v'grusha? What does an amanus mean? That she was married, and now, what does the first mishnah kedushin say? So Isha Kedis Atzma beget and Bitzis Abal. That Mishnah only applies to a Jewish woman married to a Jewish man. If a Jewish woman is living in Issa, she's intermarried with a guy, when the husband dies, would we call it an Almana? We'll call it an Almana. If the husband divorces her, they go to court and he gives her, they get a divorce, would you call her a Grusha? This ain't Grusha. She's Nishkin Almana, Nishkin Grusha. Why? Almana's Begayrishin is presupposed to marriage in the first place. There was no Tzvizis condition in the first place. So a Jewish girl who's living with a Goyish man is not called Uvaskoi kisi amana grusha. Therefore, since she's not called Mishiyesh amana v'gerushin, therefore she can what? When the husband disappears, he's off the face of the earth. Not through gerushin and amanus. What happens to her? She wants to knock on her father's door and say, "I want to come back to eat." What's the din? Can't eat anymore. That's the gzeirah kasev. Only a Jewish girl who had amanus v'gerushin could potentially go back. If you married a goy, then you can never come back again. A whole other parasha here. So we have two psukim parashas Zemo. We wouldn't have believed any of this stuff. So Baruch Hashem, we went to Sechus Shuvamas. We said there are two dinim here. There's one din of Ish Zar, that's pasuk number one. This teaches us Chayvei Lahavim, right? So this is included. We have Amayni, Bayavi, Amzer, Vechule, all the Chavre, all the Chayvei Lahavim. So they learned that from pasuk number one. And then for two, Amanos Vigayishin. This teaches us a different din. This comes to teach us Nivala wa Akum is Psula. Gevaldik. So we have Nivala Akum. We have Nivala to We're on a roll. We have two psukim, two sets of halachas, we're about mishkut to go.
The occasion doesn't look quite good, and then what's the status of that marriage in the first place?
Absolutely nothing.
When after she's pregnant with a lav, that person gives her a get, can she go back to Yishum?
No, she can't. That's what Kisiel Irzar, she's done. She's done for life. She's finished. The next pasuk is talking about not the person who's Lishzar. The Torah Rav is reading the psukim. The Ubatka and Kisiel Lishzar, he bestrubas a kadashim lo sochel. Period. End of Aliyah. End of Pasha. End of story. I mean, not really, but Bialocha, that's the end of the story. Lishzar a kadashim lo sochel yalim boy. And again, whoever can eat truma, based on the Kavachom, by definition, get married. So basically, the Gemara just developed for us based on two different psukim, two different halachas. One is referring to Tfisas Kedushin type of people. One's referring to Goyim, and everything's hunky-dory. We're home free. There's one piece of the puzzle missing, though. What's the piece of the puzzle? What don't we know yet? No. You don't really mean that. You mean it as an example of what? What did I have a girl who's not nivla to an Amoni Moavim, etc. And she's not nivla to a Goy. She's nivla to who? The Chaybukrisas. She's nivla to her father, to her brother. So, can you tell me, please, which apostle is going to apostle her from eating Truma? Point to me, apostle. I'm going to play it out with you. You give me apostle. I have only two choices. Who wants to go for apostle number one? Who's going to apostle number one? Come on, a little gutsy. Apostle number one? Apostle number one. Lishzar, that refers to an Issacharis. What am I going to say to you? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You know why? Because what does the Torah say? Tia is a Lashon Havaya. It's Nishkin Havaya. You're 0 for 1. So, who wants to try and pose number 2? Come on. You know you're going to lose anyway. Come on. Gotzi. Come on. Oh, she wants to try pose number 2. Good. I was just going to volunteer pose number 2. You just volunteered it. Okay? It's part of being last year's cheer assistant. Pose number 2. Okay? So, Amonis Vigavishin. That's a guy. That's not about a guy. That's not about a Jew. A Jew has a monastery gavership. A Jew would create a monastery gavership. He's included in the first mission in Kedushin. So a brother's mezana with a sister, so she's home free. She can eat truma, she can marry a kohen, everything's gavad, everything's hunky dory. Right? We can't pass the base of post number 1, we can't pass the base of post number 2. We're home free, we're gavaldic. Right? So Rashi quotes in Pesach HaShivamas, Yesh Mefarshim, that said what? That said, you're right. That she's Kshera. She's Kshera to eat Truma. It's crazy, no? She's great. She's Mudaris. She's Kshera to eat Truma. There's no Pasuk to Pasul her. It's Imladish. She's not Psula. So Rashi writes, it can't be. It's impossible to say such a thing. You see, talking about Kazeh, there are Gemaras that don't at all seem to indicate that. Gemaras in Kedushin, Yevamos, that the Chlal don't sound like something so wild. Also, it boggles the mind. Why? Because if you think about how absurd it is, I don't want to insult the Yesh Mefarshim, but logically it's absurd. Why? Madach, she's married to an Amoni, who's in the Shkafer Loch, and she can't eat Truma. She's married to a brother, she's mezana with a brother, she can eat Truma. Doesn't seem to make any sense. But Rashi's bar with the kasha. Where's the pasuk? What's the answer? What's Rashi's solution? What's the pasuk? Which pasuk? Either one or two. Pasuk number 2. Why is pasuk number 2? Because there's no what? There's no amanus for gerushin bar. Now that's a stretch. We thought that amanus for gerushin meant that the gavra who you're mezana with is a person who's mufka from amanus for gerushin, i.e., he's a guy. What is Rashi telling me? That's a liyesh mefarshim. What's Rashi telling me? No. The Gzeres HaKasav of Amonis V'Gerushin is not addressing the Gavra. What's it addressing? This specific relationship. This relationship for a brother and sister, it's not good. If they would try to get married a million times over, they wouldn't ain't conditioned Tayfsin. So Rashi at Gizok, the solution to the problem, where is it? Where's the makor that someone who's nivlat to a brother, to a father, etc., is psula to the Truman and by extension psula to marry a Kayim? This Gzeres HaKasav of Amonis V'Gerushin. This is also included in Amonis V'Gerushin. Wow. That's a Chiddush of Rashi. Such a chiddush, the Yesh Mefarshim was right. The Yesh Mefarshim defined the second drush as being the gavra is mufka from Amos Vigirushin, not the relationship is mufka. So Tosfos, in a few places in Shas, also deals with the same problem. And we know for a fact that Tosfos did not say, like what, like who? How do we know for a fact Tosfos did not say, like which shita? with the Yesh Mefarshim. How do I know that? Because according to the Yesh Mefarshim, what Gemara would read like a charm? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, that someone who's Nivlo to Chayv Krisos is not possible to eat Truma. What? Avdalam Rav Kiddush would read like a mamash, read beautifully. We wouldn't have to drag up. Remember, we had Nimrod on the board, we had to have new marriages in there, we had to bring in third generations. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Gemara is Kiptai. Zera Possel Minayin. That means you were Nivlo to your brother, you created a mamzer, and now you can't eat Truma, not out to your own psul. So there is no psul. Nivel apostle psala doesn't apply to Chayv Krisos because it's nishken ishzar, it's not tiel ishzar, it's not a lashon tefis kedushin, it's not nivel la'acham because there is an amonis v'gerushin in theory to for this guy to some other Jewish girl. So according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Agamar is gavali. You don't have to make grandchildren in Agamar. But Taisvis l'shitasam throughout Maseches Yevamos, Taisvis couldn't believe it. Like Rashi couldn't believe it, Taisvis couldn't believe it because it doesn't make any sense. So because Taisus learned Masechet Yevamos, when they learned Kedushin, they had already learned Yevamos. They went to say it in Tafiyami, right? So they already, when they're writing Kedushin Avdal, they already knew what it said earlier in Masechet Yevamos. So they knew it can't be. There's not Yitiyesh Mefarshim, but not right. It can't be. It's against Gemara's. It's got to be that Nivela Lachai V'Krisis is possible of Truma. But whereas Rashi hid behind Amonis V'Gerushin, Taisus didn't think that was correct. Because Taisus thought that the Yesh Mefarshim were correct. At least halfway, they were correct that Amanas V'Gerushin is not a good poysel, because Amanas V'Gerushin, the Yesh Mefarshim are 100% correct. That addresses the gavra, doesn't affect the particular yachas, particular relationship. So, what is the makor? No, what is the makor? Give me a makor. Svara, ah, come on, we have good svaras. We don't have such good svaras.
The reason why it's so absurd.
Okay, maybe kavachaymer, maybe. So, what's the answer? Pretty much what Rabbi Wiener said, but Taisus touches up a little bit. Taisus writes that the pasuk kisil ishzar, the pasuk itself is only referring to Tefisas Kedusha. That's the meaning of the word tia. You can't change that. That's the way it is. Tia is lashon of haisel ishachel, lashon of ayah. It's a lashon of Kedusha. So comes Taisus and says, if so, that the Torah is telling us that an amoni pas, an amoni, be with an amoni, be with a mayavi, be with these chayv lavim pasels, zok taisvis. Rabbi Wiener says correctly. We have another midah shetar nedreshes ben. What is that? We just used it a minute ago. Kavachomer, ma doch amoni mayavi pasel. How much more so? What? How much more so? Chayv krisa should pasel. It's Pasha the Chayv Krisos have to pass it from eating Truma. What's the Kavachemer exactly? What did Tais just make it? They just made an equality on the board here. They just made A is greater than B on the board. And A is greater than, what's the A greater than B? That Kares is greater than Lav, Lavin. Right, so Mad the Chayv Lavin Amoini etc. Apostles, how much more so Habrad the Apostles? What do you think about that? You like the Kavachomer? What do you think about the Kavachomer? Makes sense. Good. Someone explain to me why is the Kavachomer? Why is it a Kavachomer? It's a tricky Kavachomer. That's all Pasha to Kavachomer. What would be your, if you were writing Kavachomers now, how would you describe this Kavachomer? What is it? What chumra does Kares have over Lavin that leads us to believe the midah means that Lavin, which is so kal, has a certain chumra. The chumra is that it posel b'truma. So kal v'chayne, sorry, Kares, which has certain chumras above and beyond Lavin, how much more so it should posel b'truma, right? This is where we're trying to get to, okay? This is a given, this is a posel, okay? This we know, and this is a question. So we're trying to identify a certain chumra that Yisrei Kares have over Lavin. So who's going to tell me what they think the chumra is? The fact that Kedushin's not Tzoyfeis? Oh, well, I'm going to hold off on that a minute, okay?
Yeah.
It comes to the wrong... With it. No, but it's... Kedushin lets you eat true when you're marrying a kohen, not when you're marrying a moini.
I know what I'm saying. The fact that
Kedushin helps you, it can hurt you also. Kedushin helps and hurts, because if she's a Bas Kohen, she marries a Yisrael, so Kedushin ruins her. So what do you, if I mean, just simple, come on. But what would you think the chumrah of karis over lavim is? Come on. The einesh, right? I mean, come on, Rabbi Isaac. Does the following phrase sound familiar? I haven't said it in almost a year. V'achatoim sh'anachiyav aleyem Abba Mrs. Bezdin, V'achatoim sh'anachiyav kores v'riri, V'achatoim sh'anachiyav malkus. There are different levels. Why are there different levels? There are different levels of unction. So l'ch'ora, the own alone is sufficient to declare that one is more chomer than the other. Right? What do you think about that kavachomer? That's a good kavachomer. Something fishy about that kavachomer. Something funny. Something lacking in that kavachomer. But we're not trying to be owning somebody. We're trying to pass you for truma. So we're trying to pass you for truma. So we're going to refer to a chumra that you have in Einshin. There's something fishy about this kavachomer. What's funny about the kavachomer? The chumrah is not relevant to the discussion. When you want to highlight whether something has certain chumrahs, certain kulas, you have to keep with a certain misgeret. It means within this area of halacha, we're trying to compare and contrast chavilam and chavikrisos. So we're trying to see chavilam has a certain quality, a certain characteristic that has the ability to pass something from eating for truma. It's a paisel. Chabiyah to chavilam is a paisel. So kavachomer karis is a paisel. And what's the chumrah that karis has to enable us to dash this kavachomer? Because after all, karis is so chumrah that in shemayim they punish you with karis. Chavilav is no anish in shemayim, just anish in days in shemat of malchus and kol of the day. What are you doing? I'm talking paslos and you're talking anishin. I'm learning yavamas and you're learning sanhedrin. It's a different mesechtes. The fact that one is more chumrah in the realm of anishin, that's not that discussion. Wait. Hold on. So, l'chomra, this is a little bit shaky. This chomra is a little bit shaky. I would prefer a better chomra. If you can go with a better chomra, I'm looking for a better chomra. The chomra is assessed by Tshuva. So give me a better chomra. A better chomra than Chayav Krisus has. Something that Chayav Krisus can do, that Chayav Lavin can do, in the realm of what? Of paslos tika halachas. We're learning Maseches Psulim right now, not looking at Maseches Ancient right now. Oh, Chayav Krisus creates Mamzerus, which Chayav Lavim does it. That's already closer to home. That's already a din of psul. Now, it's not identical psul. One's talking about a psul yichos, one's talking about a psul achios true, but at least it's in the same lingo, it's the same lash, it's the same mesechta. So the better of the two chumras to focus on, to zero in on, is the notion of creation of mamzerus. That's already makes sense. Let's make the kavachom together. Madachamani meyavi that don't create mamzerus, pasul, a woman tea from Truma, Kores, which makes a which makes from Zeus, Kalvachimer. Now that Kalvachimer is only as good as what? It's only as good as those facts are. Assuming all those facts are correct that we just said. So remember under my breath a minutes ago that there are three sheetahs in the Tanoim who exactly makes from Zeus. So there's one Tana out there, Rabbi Yeshua, who happens to hold that only Chayv and Mises Beis makes Mamzerus. Chayv and Karis don't make Mamzerus. We happen not to pass them that way. We pass like Shimon HaTimni, who disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. It's the Farish Gemara in the end of the fourth paragraph of Yavamis. So we don't follow Rabbi Yeshua. But according to the Hilik Tana Rabbi Yeshua, Chayv and Krisus also don't create Mamzerus. So in Kain, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Kavachomer just fell flat on its face. So that's what Taisus points out in a few plays in Yavamis, where the same Taisus keeps on repeating itself. So Taisus keeps on saying, it's got to be possible. This is not, the Yesh Mefarshim can't be right. It's not Shaykh that they're right. And that's why in Kedushin Nadal, the Ri wasn't even Mityaches to the Yesh. He didn't even quote the Yesh Mefarshim. He wasn't interested in talking about it. He didn't think it was right. La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Ri says, I mean, he predated the Shulchan Aruch, but La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch says the Ri, Avada and Avada, Nivla Apostle of Psala applies to Chayav Krisus. There's no question. We just can't quite focus on the Pasuk, can't find the Pasuk. So Rashi and Yavamas dug up a Pasuk. Vamanas Vigarish and Taisus thought that was wrong. The Taisus says they think the real apostle, the Emes apostle, is most probably what? Most probably the Pasuk of Ishzar, Nivul Apostle. Aye, that's talking about Tvisus Kedushin. So you have to throw on a Kavachemet to the Ishzar. What's the meat of the Kavachemet? What is the Chumrah? So Taisus writes, well, the Chumrah is that Chavikrisus makes them Zerus. But then Taisus starts to fall back and say, but that's only good according to us. If it doesn't work, according to Rishu, we have a little Shvach HaKavachem. According to Rishu, it's got to be the Einesh. So Taisus has two possibilities how to formulate the Kal V'chomer. It's got to be a Kal V'chomer. To say the Yesh Mefarshim is not right, to go down Rashi's route is not correct. We got to go down the route of Izar with a T.L. Lashon Tzvi's Kedushin with a Kal V'chomer. Which Nakud of Kal V'chomer? Taisus is not 100% sure. We like the Psul of Mamzeris. That's a better Kal V'chomer. That's a better Chumra because that speaks to Paslos. If that Chumra fails, so then Nebuch, we have to fall back on Onish. So Onish, we're half okay with Onish. Maybe Shua is going to have to fall back on Onish. But between you and me, Sistaisis, the better of the two is probably the Psul Mamzeris. Okay. Baruch Hashem, we have three Shitas in Rishonim. We know exactly where we're coming, what the din is of Nivla to Achiv, what's the din, Kishit Shum or not. Yesh Mefarshim claimed yes. Rashi and Tais both say it's not true. Shacharach, the Yesh Rosh not even quoted. We pass it unequivocally. The Gemaras that support Rashi and Tais, either it's Psula Bitam. Mitam, Rashi's reason, or Tais's reason. Now we understand the reason. At least we understand. We can appreciate where the reason is coming from. We understand whether we had to turn the Gemara upside down because the reason knew that ultimately him and Rashi were correct. The Bais said, there's one last akuda though of the sugya. The Gemara throws a monkey wrench at us in Maseches Yevamos within this psul of Izar, which could potentially cause a lot of trouble for us. Who has the following shot? What's the din if a person marries a Baskoyim? Mazel Tov, married a Baskoyim. Marriage doesn't work so well, they get divorced. Okay. What happens? She goes in and marries somebody else. Kosher. Marriage doesn't work so well either. What happens? The first guy decides, let's try again. What do we call that? Maxi Grushoso. That's bad. It's an Isidirais. It's an Isidirais. No question about it. And then after all this thing happens, believe it or not, she does not have a lot of luck, this woman. He either divorces her or he dies. And now, what does she want to do? She wants to go back to who? She's had it. She's been married three times. She wants to go back to the father's house and eat truma again. And the good news on her behalf is that she doesn't have any what? She doesn't have any children. She would have children from one of these husbands that she's up the creek. She doesn't have any children. So Bishova Besavikin Ural, right? What do you think about that? Could she go back? Big problem. What's the big problem? She would never apostle psalm. She was the first marriage was okay. The second marriage was okay, but the third marriage was the problem. So that should be l'chara, nivla posel psala. Comes and says, no, it's okay. You know why it's okay? Because that's not called the ishzar. What does a czar mean? A czar means a stranger, someone who you never should have been with in the first place. That's called a czar. It has to be a czar etzla me'ikara in order for this din to kick in. Machzik v'shasel is not czar etzla me'ikara. 20 years ago, we danced at your wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. Because you decided to get divorced and then marry somebody else, then go back to the guy again 10 years later. That was your mishigas. There was nothing wrong. Your first husband is not a czar. You can't call him a czar because the halacha requires czar etzlamei kara. So comes in one Farish and says, Master Grushasel, strangely enough, that's impossible for Jewish. She obviously can't marry a Kohen. Because why? She's a Grusha three times over, so she's not marrying a Kohen. But in terms of eating truma, a Grusha is not eating truma. So as long as she doesn't have any child from the Israel, Aisha was Nivla be'isa de'raisa chai malchus 20 times over, doesn't matter. She's not called Nivla apostle himself, because it's Zaret from Mekah. So comes Taisus, and now poses a problem. Who could think of a problem according to Taisus? Who could think of a real problem now? Based on this Gemara that just limited the Yisrael of Ishzar, what if you have a type of a chai v'krisos? It's not a what? It's not a czar, it's lamekara. Not all chai v'krisos is lamekara. Some are and some aren't. Could someone give me some examples? I have to pay careful attention during when Lane Pash Nachim Rav. It's just too complicated. Let's keep the family ones. Brother and sister, it's lamekara. Yeah. Father, daughter, brother, son, those are all czar, lamekara. Someone give me a relationship that's not a czar, it's lamekara. Stepfather, it's too complicated. Smell the nose, so there. Who's going to give me a non-Zahar Slamekara? Son and daughter is not Zahar Slamekara. She was born, she was a citizen from day one. Reuven marries Rachel. He divorces Rachel. He wants to marry who? sister. Shinisa derais, Ishla Chais lo sigach. That Zaretz la mekara. He could have married Leah first. Isha Zachiv. Say Reuven marries Rachel. And then Reuven divorces Rachel. And Shimon the brother decides to marry Rachel. Not for Mechum Yibum. That's la mekara. That's la mekara. He could have married her first. He could have married her 10 years ago. So there are multiple Yisurei Kareis that are not necessarily Zaretz la mekara. So Frek Taisakasha. What would the din be if you have a type of Issachares that's not a Zaretz Lamekara, is that going to apostle her to eat Truma? So Tosis gets all bent out of shape. They're not sure. They're not sure what the din is. They don't know what the din is. They can't figure out what the din is. They're taka not sure. Now, which Rishon? There are two Rishonim now who wouldn't ask the question for two different reasons. The Yesh Befarshim wouldn't ask the question. Why? Because they hold what? What did the Yesh Befarshim hold? The old Yisrael Kareis what? Taka don't pass at all. Right? So they wouldn't be dealing with this question. What other great Rishon would not be asking this question? Rashi. Why? Because Rashi holds, what's the mocha for Chai V'Krisos? Amonis V'Gerishin. It has nothing to do with Zahar Islamic. It has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Zahar. The only time that you're limited by this, that is Gzeasikas of Zahar Islamic Kara, when you're dealing with Chai V'Lavin. So Chai V'Lavin, which is derived from a Lashon Kisiya, the brakes get put on if it's not Zahar Islamic Kara. Chai V'Krisos, which are part of our modest V'Gerishin, that's a different partial Adam. You don't need Zahar Islamic Kara to apostle for that. If it's an Isser, if there's no Siyah Manav Grusha, if in this particular marriage, if you try to marry your wife's sister, you try to marry your brother's wife, the kedusha is not going to be taifis. It's not a bonus of gerushin. According to Rashi, this is another this discussion. But Taisus l'shitasim gets all riled up in the Masechet every 10 pages of Yevamos. Taisus raises the same question. Taisus, the third prayer, sixth prayer, eighth. We'll replace Taisus bottom with the same cash. What happened to Zaretz Lamekara? Would anybody say such a crazy thing that if it's a type of Inisakara such as not Zaretz Lamekara, wouldn't possible her? Would anyone say such a thing? Well, we know one Rishon who would never say such a thing. Who do we know in Kedushin Davdal would never say such a thing? Lu Yitzui, that Kashi would be correct. Lu Yitzui, those facts would be right, that a non-Zaretz Lamekara doesn't possible her. Who would never have asked that question in Kedushin Davdal? Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos had to create a grandchild. Why? Why did Tosfos have to create a grandchild? Because there's no case of creating Mamzerus that the woman walks away still being Sheir Lakuna. No, I got a case. If it's a non-Zaretz Lamekara, a guy's Mizan with his wife's sister and they create a Mamzer, it's a full-fledged Mamzer, it's an Issachar, it's for sure Chris, and yet she's still Sheir Lakuna. So you see from Taisus that Taisus obviously didn't hold like the Kasha. There's got to be an answer to the Kasha. So again, Rashi wouldn't have been bothered with the Kasha because the whole thing wasn't even on Rashi's radar screen because he's learning the second plus not the first plus. The Yesh Mefarshim were in a different world because they hold she's Ksheira with that. Nobody holds with that. Taisus wasn't even Misyaches to them in condition of Dalit. But Taisus and Abdalid, who probably go to Shittasam throughout Shas, that say that the real source is from Ishzar. So wait a second, I could solve Tosis' dilemma very simply. What I have to make Nimrod in your third generation for? Keep it to the same second generation. And Hochel Ma'eskinan, it was an Issacharis with a non-Zaretz Lamekara. So the answer is, because Tosis shows you in Yevamos throughout the Masechta, that it's not true. It can't be, you can't make such a chiluk. Why not? Why can't you make such a chiluk? So Tosis gives you two mahalchim, why you can't make such a chiluk. Why, strangely enough, Issurei Kares, even non-Zaretz Lamekara apostles, even though the source for Issurei Kares was learned from Issurei Lafim, and yet Issurei Kares take on a whole life in and of themselves. This is like the antithesis of Dayo. This is, everyone knows what Dayo is, right? This is worse. It means the whole marker, what was the whole marker of the Chai V'Krisos apostle in the first place? It was a Kav HaChomer off of Chai V'Lavim. But now they're taking up a life in and of themselves, a Chomer that Lavim didn't even have. Lavim, as long as it was Zar, Ein Zar, Tzalmei Kara, everything was cool. She was fine. She was Ksheira. She could eat as much shuba as she wants. Chai V'Krisos, forget about it. So Tosis says, right. That's the way it is, says Tosis. That is the way it is. Why? What's the logic? Tosis says, because Chai V'Krisos are so Chomer. Even if it's a non-Zar, Tzalmei Kara, it's too Chomer to declare her to be Ksheira. So Tosis just made an addendum to this B. Look at this, what Tosis just said. Tosis just said that a chiyuv kares with a what? With an ein zaretz lamekara is also more chomer than chayve lavim with a what? With a yesh zar mekara. Right? You see what Taisha just pulled the fast one over us. Taisha just said the whole Mokor, Tepasol, Chayve, Karisos is building off the Kavachemer of Lavim. So even though Lavim true only applies to very, very specific Lavim, I'm only more of a year, but not Machzor Gushasai, because it's not Zaret Lamekara. So Taisha says, but Chayve Karisos, it doesn't matter. Even if it's not Zaret Lamekara, that's still more Chomer. As long as you got this carrot over here, as long as Weinbach's carrot is going in the right direction, for those who remember from years gone by, those who know Weinbach was. New guys, we talk about Weinbach. We never told the Weinbach story. No, we didn't tell it yet. Okay. There's a fellow in the Shia. I forgot his first name was already. Shimon, wasn't it? I don't remember his first name. His name was Weinbach. There's a fellow in the Shia. I don't know how it started, how the joke started, but one time I drew one of my favorite. This is about as much math as I know, by the way, in case anyone knows. I know equations, I know inequality signs, I know these. More than that, I'm not doing too well. So I was making one of these signs on the board, and I froze. I couldn't remember which way the arrow carrot is supposed to go. Whether A is bigger than B or B is greater than A. I was drawing it, erasing it, over the other way, I wasn't sure. So Weinbach saved the day. He told me, Rebbe, it goes in that direction. So from then on, it's been a legend. He's been at this about 4 or 5 years already. But it was a legend, it's called the Weinbach carrot. He's the one who said, we got a carrot named after him. It's a sideway carrot. Anyway, getting back to the story, Rabbi Sai, did everyone buy into this Taisus? This is a big chiddush, a huge chiddush Taisus. But when it comes to Lavin, it got to be a Zayat Slamikar. When it comes to Krisus, big shmeh, even 9 Zamikar is enough. Taisus themselves weren't even sure if they were right. Taisus calls from the Ri, which is interesting to note, it happens to be the same Ri who appears in Kedush Nafdalah. So you know the Ri is going to hold that she's psula, even not in Sabra Kar. You know it, because if you didn't hold that way, then the Taisus over here wouldn't have existed. Okay, we're learning this Taisus, we're just learning Kedushin right now, but you can't understand, you can't appreciate this Taisus unless you see the whole picture of Yivamis. So the Ri takes a step back and says, you know, I don't think it's true what we just said. To say it was bad enough, it was hard enough that we said that we made up a kavachimah from Kores, from Lavin, with a whole story, a whole kadgadja, which we weren't even sure it was a good kavachimah. Rashi never heard this kavachimah, Yeshua first never heard this kavachimah. The whole kavachimah is very, very shaky. We made it up on our own. There's no gemara for it. Taisa is guessing that this was the source for the din, the chayav krisus pasul, but we're not even sure where it comes from. But to take the kavachimah and say, oh, by the way, don't worry about Zayre Tzlar, we can revamp the kavachimah and even throw in a chumah that Lavin doesn't have, you know. That's already too much. Even we have to admit we went overboard. We went too far with this kavachimah. There must be another one. There's got to be another pasuk somewhere in Chumash that tells us that someone who's nivelot to chayv krisos, any chayv krisos, you name it, you name the chayv krisos, that she can't eat truma. There's got to be a pasuk. It's not based on Zayat Slam Eikara. It's Zichra based on Amonis Vegerish. That's for sure. Taisa said, this is not even that. Rashi's trapped. For sure not right. The Yeshua Farshim is Zichra wrong. Zichra can't accept them. And we are having a lot of problems because we're making up Kavachemis right and left that don't seem to fit. So Taisa goes down another route with Gamri. Taisa says, I'll tell you a secret. I'll tell you a different Mokor. Not Pasuk number one, not Pasuk number two, Pasuk number three. Tell you why Chayv Krisos can't eat truma. A brand new pasuk. Anyone know? Another pasuk. No one has any idea? Says Tosfos, did you ever read the beginning of Parshas Emor? We're so focused on the end of Parshas Emor. Read the beginning. Who is a kohen not allowed to marry? Regular kohen. So a grusha, we know what that is. What's a chalala? Chalala is either a child who was born from Yisuri Kahuna or the woman herself who became nivela Yisuri Kahuna. Those are the two Tosh Rapeh definitions of chalala. What's a zoina mean? I have no idea what it means. No idea what the word zoina. What does the word zoina mean? What do the words mean? She's a zoina. What does it mean? Kadesha? It's not the Torah term. What does the word zoina mean? So Taisus dug up a Gemara Maseches Yevamos that seems to say that Zayna means anyone who was nivela to what? To an Issachrisus, to an Issacharis. A Bia Shaloi B'derech Kedushin in such a way, in such a scenario that you can't have Kedushin, thus is a Zayna. Is there who Zohi Zona Amur B'Tayra? So she can't marry a Kohen. What's the problem? What's the problem? She can't marry a kohen. So good morning, she can't marry a kohen. But we're not talking about marrying a kohen. We're talking about what? We're talking about eating truma. Tais is trying to solve the dilemma, trying to solve about how do you know that someone who's nivla to her brother-in-law, to her, someone who was boyel, the sister-in-law, someone who was boyel, chiyav karesh, shalov, torah, zaretz, lemekara, vishtate, how do you know that such a person can't eat truma? So Tais is called you a pasuk kemer hakayim, that doesn't teach me anything. So Tais is goes a step further. It's made Rashi says Tais. It must be that a zoyna cannot eat truma. There must be some kind of a psula guf that anyone halachli is a zoyna can't eat truma. And what's the makor? We have no idea. So Tais is we're going to get a best shot, a best guess. There's no, we know for a fact that it is true. Says Taisus, lo yitochin davar kazeh, that someone who is nivla to the brother-in-law, to the sister-in-law, can eat truma. It can't be. We have the maras that say it can't be. Rashi's solution is not correct. The Yeshua Farshima, legamri, not right. Our Kavachimer is having a lot of problems. It's self-exploding, our Kavachimer. The Kavachimer just went too far. There's got to be a new route. We have to re-look at the sugya from scratch. Fresh eyes at the sugya. Says Taisus, you have to go down the word zayna. Of course, there's a missing link. Zayna from Dadel tomorrow, how does Zayna translate to mean a psul truma? There must be a drasha. Anyone want to take a shot at the drasha? Your guess is as good as mine. Come on, leave your tana. Give me a drasha. But no, immediately, the tana rabbanon, we'll make it up. Zayna, minayim, no, immediately, Zayna is psul truma. Come on, you can come up with something creative. Isha, zona, what's the next word? Oh, the chalala! Who's a chalala? A chalala is either someone who was born from Sulikuna, Kohen has a grusha, the child's a chalala, or, let's say, a grusha is mezana with a kohen, she becomes a chalala also. Can a chalala eat truma? Is it possible that a chalala could ever eat truma? That's absurd. Why is it obvious a chalala can't eat truma? What does chalala mean? It means that she's lacking kedushas grusha. That's what chol. That's what a chol is. A chalal's father was a kohen. His grandfather was a kohen. He had all the DNA ready for him to become a kohen. If you do the DNA test on him, that's why the DNA test doesn't really prove anything. The guy takes the DNA kohen test, so it shows he's got all the proper DNA to be a kohen. It doesn't mean anything. It just means he's biologically a kohen. It doesn't mean he's halachically a kohen. What if his great grandfather married a grusha? So his DNA is not going to change. So comes the halachan says, if you're a chol or a chalala, by definition, you can't eat truma. It's not even on the radar screen to eat truma anymore. So comes, Tyson says, just as a chalala can't eat truma, by definition, it must be huk shazayin al chalala. It must be. There's no other way to explain it. It must be the huk shazayin al chalala. There's no other way to explain it. And anyone who's a zayin, now we just define for you what a zayin is. Zayin means someone who had a bia znus. Bia znus in halacha usually means a bia with a rayas. Once you tell me that the mokka for the psul truma is learning that from Zayin, which is a hukash the chalala, so then you're not limited anymore with what principle? What principle doesn't concern me anymore? The requirement of Zarmei Kara doesn't interest me anymore. It's bechlalakli. Zarmei Kara, yeah, no, I couldn't care less about Zarmei Kara. So says Taisus, this is the mokka. This is the source. This is it. Not Rashi's pshat, not our first pshat. This is the mokka, says the Rebbe. This is the mokar. Zayin has hukash l'chalala. Chalala can't eat truma, therefore zayin can't eat truma. I'm going to ask you a funny kasha. If you're ready to be makish, one pasuk to the next, so maybe a grusha also can't eat truma? Isha zonah v'chalala lo yikachu v'isha grusha me'isha l'kach l'amala. What's the answer? That's foolish. Why is that foolish? What pasuk? Pasuk says, v'as koin ki siya mano grusha v'zera in l'v'shava v'esav yekin ura. The Torah speaks about it. So you're going to say, oh, under a new deal on a level of deraisa, it must be the Torah saying grusha is huksha l'chalala. That's narishkan. That's foolishness. The Torah state befeirish. Isha grusha can eat truma. She can't eat truma, but she can eat truma. But chalala is not huksha l'zayna. So the whole other picture, a whole different ballgame here. So everybody said, wow, we got a lot of things flying around. We have four different possibilities in the Rishonim as to how do we get to where we got to. We're not even sure where we are, but we got there because of this Taisus Kedushin. This Taisus posited this rule that anyone who creates from Zeirus by default must have become Psula Hakahuna. It must become Psula Truma. There's no way, no shape or form, and therefore Taisus had to add a grandchild. Nimrod had to be born to solve Taisus' problem and Kedushin of Balaam. So we took a step back and said, oh, what was the big problem? Vishtei, where does it say that fact that Tosafot just told us? So the Yesh Mefarshim said it doesn't say it anywhere. Not Pasuk 1, not Pasuk 2. Rashi says Pasuk 1 Taka doesn't say it, but Pasuk 2 does say it. Tosafot says in one place, no, Pasuk 2 says it also, and then Tosafot got into a lot of. Pasuk 1 says it. It says it got tricked, kind of got into a lot of trouble with the technicalities, and they had to say, no, Kavachomer, the Kavachomer is better, the Kosher only needs Zion, Slamikara. And Tosafot, in another place, right, that the Ri was mistopic about this very Nakuda. If you look at Tosafot's book, the Ri, every time the Ri says something different, the Ri was sitting in France, Rabbi Tam's nephew, was sitting around and trying to figure out what is it and where this come from. It's just a five-line Tosafot's position of Dalit. You can't appreciate this Tosafot's. You see all the Ri's, all the Tosafot's quotes. We put all the Tosafot's in the Maamar Kamos, right? No, so the Ri constantly is back and forth and back and forth trying to figure out what is the Mokka for all these dinim. So we have four possible Mokkaers. Rabbi Sai linked within the Ri himself, you see that the Ri was very bothered because in one place Tosafot wrote that the Ri thought that this was a good Kabbalah. That you don't need Zayin the Chal, all the Drushim we never heard of. We're not Tanur, we're not making the business of making up Drushim. And in another place, the Ri bumped into a brick wall and said, we have to come up with another Drushim. Zayin, it must be Ukshal Chalal. We have no choice. What was the Nakudas HaSafik of the Ri? How come the Ri sometimes like this, sometimes didn't? Back and forth, he's not sure. What do you think about this Drushim? Before we got to the Zayin Chalal with Russia, we know why that's a weak Russia, doesn't appear in Shas anywhere. What was wrong with this Kavachimer picture? Taisa said that if Chayv Elavin created Psul, Kavachimer Chayv Krisos, and by Kareis, it doesn't really make a difference whether Zamei Kara is true or not, because the Kavachimer still stands. And in another place, Taisa says, no, this is too big of a kasha, this statement is not true. What do you think is bothering the reader? He's sitting in France, sitting in his Beis Medrash. They ran this Rami at 80 Tamidim. No, that's the one. 60 Tamidim, 80 Tamidim or something. He said that each of the Tamidim, it was 60, each of the Tamidim, his job was to be an absolute Baki Otsum in one, in a different Masechta. You all had to know everything to get into the yeshiva, but one, each one was in charge. He was the Brachman, the Shabbosman, the Kamen, the Fasman. Each one of them had Zab Baki Otsum in that Masechta. And when they discussed and learned, when everything would come up, so he would that Talmud would be one called upon to present that Masechta Baal Peh. Everyone has to be able to discuss it properly. That's how he used to learn. The Ri sitting with his 60 or 80 of it, as many Talmidim as he had, and he's back and forth and back and forth. And Tosafot in one place, both the Ri said this, and another place, Mistapikari, another place, Chazabari. He can't put his hands on this Shaila. Where the Zaretz Lamei Kara is earned by Yisrael Karas. The Chayv Elavin Zaretz Lamei Kara is an absolute precondition. But Karas is not sure. What do you think the Nekudas HaSafik of the Israel is? What's the lumbus? What was bothering the Ri? What was behind the scenes of this Tosafot? What did Gemara tell us about Chayv Elavin that are not Zaretz Lamei Kara? The Gemara drew a distinction between Amoni, and Amoni is Paisel, and who's not Paisel? Machsirat. Master Gushasa doesn't pass, right? Okay? Ain't no place though. And what's the reason? One word, Zar. And Kach Nem Halacha, Zar, it's Lemek Karabu. No, what's the Chakir by saying? Yishlach Kvar. What's the nature of this din of Zar, it's Lemek Karabu? The requirement, this precondition of Zar, it's Lemek Karabu to pass the womb from Truma, and by extension, to pass Lemek Kahuna. What's the nature of this requirement? You can understand one of two ways. What is it about? Zayin Slamikar, yeah. Ain Zayin Slamikar, no. Don't want to tell me. Zayin Slamikar, a what or a what? Did a Sibur or a Simon? Namely, Zayin Slamikar is a Sibur Seisr. This is all Gzeres Hakasa. This is all the Elul Basal Yerim. The Rebbeinu Shlom said this woman is Psula and this woman is Ksheri. This is Psula, this is Ksheri. Ask a Kasha. Why it's so? As I state. So one of the conditions necessary, one of the Sibas Adva, one of the things necessary to create the Isser, it's not enough just to be a Bias Isser. It's got to be a Bias Isser with the person who's a Zaretz Lamekar. Zaretz Lamekar is part of the Isser. It's part of the Gerim HaIsser. It's part of the Sibas Isser. Well, maybe Zaretz Lamekar is a whole different ballgame. What's the real Paisel, Rabbi Sai? Does it really matter if it's Zaretz Lamekar or not Zaretz Lamekar? What's the real Paisel? Because what is she doing? She's doing a Bias Isser. What does Zaretz Lamekar teach us? What does Zaretz Lamekar megala to me? Just how bad an Isser is this? Zaharetz Lamekara is a barometer. Zaharetz Lamekara is a thermometer. It's a method of measuring how bad happened. The poisel is the aveir. The bias iser, that's the poisel. But not all bias isers are created equal. In terms of a hierarchy, so what's a worse iser? What's a more of an aveir? Machzik v'shasai or amoni? What's the answer? Amoni is much worse. Amoni was always aser. From day one it was aser. Machzik v'shasai? It just entered onto the scene last week. For 25 years she was okay to him. And then because he was a fool, he divorced her, remarried, she married some another. And this just entered on Yesh Me'ayin. That's such a lower level iser. It just entered onto the scene history last week. That's a lower level iser. And therefore, the Torah tells us only certain degrees of iserim are iser. And this is the barometer the Torah gives us to measure the chumras ha'iser. So it's not that Zaretz Lamekara is the sivas ha'iser. Zaretz Lamekara is the simin as to just how bad the particular iser is. The Torah could have given us 15 other ways to measure. But the Torah didn't. Go ask a kasha in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, this is the barometer. This is all there is written about. This is the way you measure whether it's enough of an issur to create a psul, a truma, and then by extension, to kuna. The rabbi say, now that we begin to understand what the Ri was mistopic about. If the pshat is that Zaretz Lamekara is part of the Sibas Issur, this is the way it is. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Maisa to Moshe Rabbeinu when he translated the word Izar. Zar means Zaretz Lamekara. This is it. This is part of the Issur. Does it make any sense? No. Do I understand? I don't understand a lot of things as well. I don't understand Paradum either. But that's the way it is. If it's not Zaretz Lamekara, it doesn't translate to Pasos and Truma. If that's the case, so Mach Patli, whether it's the Salavis, it's the Kares, if I'm missing this condition, if this precondition doesn't exist, that you can't have absolute Truma, that's just the way it is. The same way it's got to be a Bias Zar. It's got to be by a man who's above the age of 9, by a girl who's above the age of 3. These are all halachas that govern this ma'ase bia b'psul is what creates a psul truma. So one of the conditions is it has to be a type of this that's zaretz lamekara. If it's not, it's not. So you're missing. It's like the girl under the age of 3 or the age of 9. You're missing the ABCs. You're missing the prerequisite to create the yisur. So therefore, the Ri said, machpatni, whether it's the chiv lav, chiv kares. What's the difference? At the end of the day, you're missing that precondition. What's the precondition? She's muteris. So that's what the Ri was hopping his head. He was staying, I'm knocking my head against the wall. So if so, how do I know that a person who's boiled his achas ishta, a person who's nivel at the eish hazachiv, is still psul latruma? It must be there's another machor. What's the other machor? Because he's had a search. They made up the other machor. What's the other machor? Where do you have to go? Zayna Chalala Drasha, right? They had to make a Hekesh. Zayna is like a Chalala. Once you're in Zayna Chalala territory, so I don't have to learn this part of Parsha Demo. This is Shlishi. I'm learning Rishon still. This pasuk doesn't interest me right now. I'm learning Zayna Chalala story. So the Ri, who ran to Zayna Chalala, he ran away from Izar because he thought that Izar is an absolute requirement to the Sibas Isser. And then the Ri backtracked. Then the Ri backpedaled. He says, you know, maybe that Drasha. The Beinenu doesn't really exist. There's no Tana, there's no Gemara, there's no Teres Kainim, there's no Yerushal. There's no such Rosh, there's no Halal, there's no such Hekesh. It must be we have to go with the Pesukim that already exist. And the only Pesuk that we have is Izar. So the Ri made a daring statement. He said, you know, Izar doesn't really concern me. That condition of Izar doesn't interest me by Krisus. You know why? Because Karis is so Chamor, I don't even need Izar. He say? What's he saying? Karis is so Chamor, I don't even need Izar. What's he saying? No? A simon. It was only a simon of chumras anyway. What if I have another simon of chumras? What's the other simon of chumra? I have a better simon of chumra. What is that? Kares. That's a simon of chumra. Either because it's a greater einish or because it's a greater mamzeris. Kares. When you have such a chumadika thing, you have to come on to the shvacha chumra. Nebuch by simon lavim, which is not so bad anyway. They don't create mamzeris. There's no issa kares. It's a big joke. It's only malchus and you go home free and finished. So you're dealing with a low-level type of an issur of a chi of malchus. So then you need some teeth, and you have to show me that there's something really here. So if it's zatz lamikara, that indicates it would probably a more serious type of error. But kares, I need a barometer. I need to measure. When do you have to take your temperature? You have to take your temperature. You don't feel so well. Maybe you're running a little fever. Maybe not. 99, 99.5, 99.9. You're not sure. So you gotta measure. You put your head. You guys run 104 fever. You don't need a thermometer. Where's Dr. Berman? We need him for this. When I was a kid, so the first thing they would do, you bring your kid sick to the pediatrician, the first thing they would do is take his temperature. Today, they don't even take his temperature. They don't care. They look at the kid, you see, is he sick? He's sick enough. Come in, he has 100, he has 101. What's the difference? I know he's sick. So I know that this is a BS that's sick. I know this is us. I know this is Kares. It's got the biggest chumr flying in your face. It creates from Zeris, it's an Einish and Shemaim of Kares. You're going to tell me, no, it's not so bad. No, it's not so bad. You know why it's not so bad? Because last week you could have married the sister. If you wouldn't have married the first sister, you could have married. So true but irrelevant. Well, with Yisri Kares here, with Yisri Chamur and B'yaseh, what are you telling me? Hakmi Chayinik, with Zaretz Lamekar. So this is the latest of Suffolk. This is what the reading in the 60 or 80 or whatever Talmidim he had. This is what they couldn't put their finger on. What is the nature of the din of Zaretz Lamekar? No, this is posh. Anyone saw the Taisus in Yavamas? Right? Was it on the Maram Kermis even? So did everyone realize that is the Nakuda that the Reed is mistopic at that? So Rabbi say, this Nakuda that the Reed was mistopic about, how to reap shot in this Pasuk, Zaretz Lamekar, how to reap shot in this Taisus about Zaretz Lamekar? We have to move the clock ahead about 600-700 years. The Fiani is Daiti. The same Shaila came up again. The same Bundus came up again. And how to solve a bomb kasha. I think they put the Rashash in the Maram Kermis. A bomb kasha the Rashash thought about. Rashash in Vilna in the 1800s raised the following Shaila. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the 8th Perek of Yevamos that one of the people who could passel a woman for Truma is who? Who? That's what the Mishnah? A Ptua Daka. Tzudaka chushavcha. She's not letting marry tzudaka. Yom tzudaka chushavcha b'kal Hashem. So he's passes up the biyasai. What's the kasha? What's Rosh Hashanah's kasha? What's Rosh Hashanah's kasha? It's not a zaretz lamikar. Tzudaka chushavcha means it happened later in life. If he was born that way, that's not a tzudaka. It means that that's nasbi the adam. So for the first 30 years of his life, he was kasha levay b'kal and al nebuch. He had this terrible thing happen to him, but he becomes a Tzuadaka Chushavcha. So now, from here on in, he's not allowed to marry. So you're going to tell me he passes Anisha B'yasa? Why does Anisha say? Anisha say, this is the Yerushim, it's the Yerushim, it's the Yerushim, it's the Mishnah. That a Tzuadaka passes Anisha B'yasa. Why? It's not a Zaretz Lamekara. What's the difference between the Tzuadaka and the person who's the Machzik B'yasa? It's also the same thing. Same thing. Anyone saw the Rosh Hashanah? What is the answer? Rosh Hashanah has two creative terutzim. Anyone saw? The Rosh Hashanah says, that's called the Zaretz Lamekar. You know why? Because when he becomes up to a daka, he becomes a what? He's a new gafra. He's a new chalashem in halacha. He's a different person now. So from the moment that he became a different person, he was daka, a Zaretz Lamekar. He had born again as a Ptua Dakma. In the case of Machzik Gushasai, what happened to the man? Nothing. He didn't change. She changed. He didn't change. So Ptua Dakma is considered to be halachli like a Zaretz Lamekar. Very fancy, bazzle dazzle, teretz. I don't know if I would say such a thing. That's really the Chodesh. I mean, come on. Ptua Dakma becomes a new person. Very, very big Chodesh. Aijishlema, says the Rashash. What if you would have a person who is a Ptuadaka Mekar? Not that he was born to it, he became a Ptuadaka before the age of Noah, whatever it was. So he became a Ptuadaka Khushavcha. So you would concede that such a person would possibly be Shabbiyasa, right? So you're going to tell me a Bubba Maitza that some Ptuadakas do possible and other Ptuadakas don't possible. If he is a Ptuadaka later in life, then he doesn't possible. Because it's not Zaretz Lamekara. He's a Ptuadaka from when he's a little boy, then he does possible. Says Rashash. Doesn't make any sense at all. The Issa Ptuadaka is a Paisel. Those are the two theories of Rashash. No. What's the Rashash playing with also? What's he also mistopic with these theories? What is the second theory assuming? The second theory is assuming that Zaretz Lamekara. It's not an absolute. It's not a siba. It's not an absolute prerequisite. Because Lo Yitzu was an absolute prerequisite. I would have said, yeah. If he was a Tzodaka Mekar, he apostles. If he's not a Tzodaka Mekar, that doesn't apostle. I don't understand it. Again, we don't understand Paradum either. What the Rashash is saying in that second teretz is is that Zaratz Mekora is a barometer to measure what? To measure Chumas HaIsser. So since there exists the possibility of Tzuadaka being sometimes Zaratz Mekora, Zevin Fendo, you see from here that the Isser Tzuadaka is an Isser Chamor. The fact that in this particular case it happened not to be Zaratz Mekora, that doesn't matter. It doesn't detract from the measurement. If the whole role of Zaratz Mekora is just to measure Chumras HaIsser, so I already measured it once. Once I'm kaveyed up to a dak as a type of an Isser, but it's a Chumras HaIsser, because it's sometimes Zaratz Mekora, even in the quirk of a case where it's not, I can't say that's going to be okay. I can't be. Once I'm kaveyed the Isser as an Isser Chum, it's Kavua. So why didn't the Rosh Hashanah like the Teretz? Why did he go searching for the other Teretz of the person being born again as a Ptuadaka? Because if you go down the other route, that the nature of the Dinah Zayat Mekora is an absolute prerequisite, that's part of the Sibas HaIsser, and if it's lacking, it's lacking. So then, Yitochin to say such a thing. If he's a Ptuadaka Mekora, Tachle Pasol, not Mekora, doesn't Pasol, I mean, we know that's not true. It must be that every Ptuadaka is always called Zayat Mekora, by definition, because he's a Berchadosh, because he's born again as a Ptuadaka. So the fact that the Rosh Hashanah had to give two different terutzim, Lafini is 90, his mom should throw back to the old Suffolk of the ring, back to the old story, what the nature of Zaratz Mekora was all about. So Rabbi Isai, again, we're just learning Kedushin, very simple Taisus, the five-line Taisus. You can't read the Taisus. If you don't get the sole background, the Taisus, it's cute, the Taisus, it's nice. They added Nimrod to the picture. We don't know why they added Nimrod. Why do we need Nimrod? More Nimrods? Rough Nimrods. And they're not your friend. Your friends are nice. I'm saying the Nimrods are about the Mamzer, what do we need them for? So Taisus needed it because they couldn't create a scenario on the table. They didn't have a picture to draw of someone who creates mamzeros, and yet the woman remains scot-free, sherity, truma. It can't be. Unlike the Eshra Farshim, it can't be. Why couldn't it be? Either Rashi's Prat couldn't be, or Taisus Prat couldn't be. Within two different shatmas, why can't be? That raises the question, where do the Chayvei Krisos of non-Zaratz Mekora fit into the picture? So according to Rashi, it wasn't a problem, but according to Taisus, it was a serious problem. So Taisus had to go down two different routes. We used to stop to back and forth different times and different times, where the Re first thought that we could be Mavater on Zaratz Mekora. Another place, the Re said we can't be Mavater, we have to make up a new drasha, Zon Chalola, the drasha that doesn't appear in the Farish and Shas. What was prompting the Re back and forth was Lechor, the nature of the din of Zaratz Mekora wasn't clear to him, which is exactly what the Rosh Hashanah raises, the same exact issue 600 years later, vis-a-vis the Ptuadaka. So again, it's just the Taisus. We just learned a little Taisus in Kedushin to Dalet. We have to appreciate where the Taisus is coming. Okay, so we'll stop it out. I'm supposed to be a few things today, but it's getting late. What time is the Shiurim or something? I'm going to give you more divichis questions. Enough time.